Welcome to the Rapid Learning Core Tutorial Series, Guide to ACT Science Reasoning. This tutorial covers the three types of passages found on the ACT exam: data representation, research summaries, and conflicting viewpoints. General tips for the ACT Science exam will also be covered. The ACT Science Reasoning exam is composed of three types of passages. The Research Summary passage also uses the skills needed for the Data Representation passages. Both the Conflicting Viewpoints and the Research Summary passages use Compare and Contrast skills. What does the Science Reasoning exam look like? The science exam lasts 35 minutes and contains 40 questions. There are 7 passages total, and calculators are not allowed, so there's no need to compute complex answers. Because there's no calculator allowed, the following are true: simple arithmetic calculations only. Don't look for anything complex. Use estimation, not computation. Focus on the science reasoning ability, not numerical ability. There are three types of passages on the ACT Science exam. The exam is 38% data representation passages, 45% research summary passages, and 17% conflicting viewpoint passages. This tutorial will take you through each type. What do data representation passages look like, and how can you best attack them? Each data representation passage will present you with one or more chart, table, diagram, or figure. It will then be followed by 5 to 7 multiple choice questions. You will need to interpret the data in the passage to answer the questions. Here are some important strategies for data representation passages. Read the graphs and tables. Identify the variables and the units. Understand the meanings and trends of the data. And familiarize yourself with common graph types. The data representation passages will start out with a brief description of the data and how it's displayed. Read this first to have an idea of what you'll be looking at. Next, read the title of the graph. Read the legend and identify each line on the graph. Read the axes and don't forget to look at the units. Lastly, get an overall feel or picture for the data. Does it generally go up, down, or are the lines related to each other? When reading this graph, you need to make sure you're looking at the right line. A multiple choice question will often have, as one of the choices, the answer you would get if you were reading from the wrong line on the graph. A graph might be fairly straightforward. It presents the high and low temperatures for a month. The top line on the graph represents the high temperatures and the bottom line the low temperatures. In general, they follow each other. One goes up, the other one goes up as well. Graphs can become increasingly complicated when an additional axis is added. Sometimes data has different units and different max and minimum values, but yet we want to view it on the same graph. In this case, we're looking at the same high and low temperatures as the last slide, but the precipitation for each day has been added. Precipitation has a different unit, inches, and it has a different scale, ranging from 0 to 1.6. When reading the graph, you need to make sure you're looking at the right axis for the line you're reading. Again, the multiple choice question will often have as one of the choices the answer you'd get if you were using the wrong axis to read from. Here are some examples of direct relationships. When x increases from left to right, the line goes up, y increases as well. The relationship might or might not be linear, a straight line. Inverse relationships are when x increases from left to right, but y decreases. It starts high but heads down. This type of relationship also might or might not be linear. Interpolation is reading data from a trend line, or a visual average of the data. Don't read the graph from the actual data points. Always use the trend line to interpret the data. For example, you have a graph with volume along the x-axis and mass along the y-axis. This would be a density graph. If the question was, what would be the expected mass of a 17 milliliter sample? You don't use the actual data point, even if there is one at 17 milliliters. You find 17 milliliters on the x-axis and travel up until you reach the trend line, and then travel over to the y-axis to reach the answer. The steps for examining a table are very similar to those introduced for a graph. First, read the introduction paragraph describing the data. Next, look at the title of the table. Read the column headings, which might be more than one row, and any row headings that are there. Lastly, get a general feel for the data. What trends can you spot right away? For example, three trials with the catalyst all might increase faster and then the three trials without the catalyst. Here's a sample question. First, skim through the passage and familiarize yourself with the graph's title, axes, and general trends. This question talks about a position time graph and how the slope can be related to velocity. The graph shows position time graph as the title, the x-axis is time in seconds, and the y-axis is displacement in meters. Next, read the question. According to the graph, which of the following is true? The dog ran in one direction only. The dog stopped running briefly at t equals 3, 6, 9, and 12. The dog ran faster between t equals 9 and 12, then between t equals 0 and 3. Or D, the dog stood still for 3 seconds. It's often helpful to determine the answer to the question without looking at the multiple choice options. However, with a question like, which of the following is true, the only way to find the correct answer is to eliminate the options one by one. In this case, the presence of both positive and negative slopes indicate the dog ran in more than one direction. Data points do not indicate a stopping of motion. The slope is less steep between 9 and 12 seconds, therefore the dog ran slower during that time. The correct option is the last one. The dog stood still for 3 seconds. Here's a sample question with a more complicated graph. Be sure to look at the correct line on the graph for the data involved in the question. According to the graph, the concentration of CFC-11 in 1980 was approximately 10 ppTV, 90 ppTV, 175 ppTV, or 300 ppTV. Once you locate the correct data line, interpolate from 1980 up to the line and then over to the y-axis to read the concentration. The answer is 175 ppTV. What are research summary passages like? They will describe one or more related experiments or studies and give the experiment's results. You'll answer 5 to 7 questions for each passage. Here are some important strategies for research summary passages. Understand the design of the experiment. Know the variables of the experiment. Be familiar with scientific terms of research, such as observation, hypothesis, and experiment. You'll need to be able to recognize parts of scientific processes discussed in Tutorial 23, such as assumptions, controls and variables, similarities and differences, and strengths and weaknesses. You'll also need the data representation skills you just discussed so that you can interpret the data of the experiments. Here's a sample passage. First, skim the passage to see what it talks about. In this case, it's chilling fruit flies and then waiting for them to recover. There is an experiment about flies from varying latitudes with resulting data, and then an experiment about flies from varying altitudes is presented with its data. A sample question from this passage may be asking you the difference between Experiment 1 and Experiment 2. First, find the relevant portion of the passage that describes the differences. In this case, the first sentence of each experiment describes the differences. One is about varying latitudes, and the other is about varying altitudes. Read through the question-answer choices to find the one that describes this difference. In this case, it's option C. Experiment 1 studied difference in latitude of fly origin, while Experiment 2 studied difference in altitude of fly origin. Research summary passages often ask you to summarize data from one of the experiments. Be sure you're looking at the correct experiment's data. The answer choices to this sample question started with a variable increasing. Two choices started with latitude increasing, and two choices started with altitude increasing. Experiment 1 was about varying latitudes, so we know it's one of those two choices. In the data table, latitude increases from the equator to the north as you move from right to left across the table. As you move from right to left across the table, the time for flies to recover from chill coma decreases. The option that describes the findings we just saw was option D. As latitude increases, recovery time decreases. What are conflicting viewpoint passages? Conflicting viewpoint passages will present alternate or opposing theories or hypotheses. You will need to determine strengths, weaknesses, similarities, and differences. You'll recognize this type of passage because it will have headings such as Student 1 and Student 2, or Theory 1 and Theory 2, or X Theory and Y Theory, where X and Y are theory names. The students, scientists, or theories listed will attempt to explain the scientific phenomenon that's described in the beginning of the passage. Here are some important strategies for conflicting viewpoint passages. Skim the passages and understand the main idea of the passage. Identify and highlight the key points of disagreement. Also note the points agreed. Mark down the supporting data in the passage. Answer the questions, all of them. Here's an example of a passage. A phenomenon is described, and then two students' explanations are given for what they observed. This passage is about an egg sliding into a bottle after a flame has gone out inside the bottle. Both students are talking about the pressure outside the bottle being higher than the pressure after the flame goes out. Skim through the passage before looking at the first question. You won't need to know which explanation is correct to answer these questions. In this case, the second explanation is correct, but you can answer the questions about the passage without knowing that. Conflicting viewpoint questions often ask what the two explanations would agree on or disagree on. Look for similarities between the two passages. In this case, both students agreed that movement of gas molecules stopped when the egg was placed on the bottle. Both agreed that the lack of oxygen is what caused the flame to go out. And both students agreed that higher pressure on the outside of the bottle pushed the egg inside. The only option in this question that they did not both agree with was that the temperature was the reason the pressure changed inside the bottle. Only student 2 talked about temperature. Conflicting viewpoint passages also often give further evidence and ask which explanation the new evidence supports. In this question, the flame is now placed outside the bottle instead of inside the bottle. Student 1 believed that the lack of oxygen was what caused the pressure to be lower inside the bottle. This new experiment won't cause a lack of oxygen because the flame is outside the bottle. Student 2 believed that the temperature changes caused the pressure change. This new evidence supports that because the flame on the outside of the bottle would change the temperature of the gas molecules inside the bottle. The correct answer for this question is student 2. Here are some tips for the ACT Science Reasoning exam. As you begin a new passage, write down the time at the top of the page. Read the introductory paragraph, and then quickly skim the graphs, tables, or descriptions. Next, read the entire first question. Go to the passage to look for the answer. Always read each of the answer choices to make sure you pick the best one. Go through each of the questions for that passage. Be sure to move on from that passage after 5 minutes. That's the reason you wrote down the starting time at the top of the paper. You don't want to get stuck on one passage because all of the passages have easy questions, and you want to make sure you get to all the easy ones. If you have time at the end, then you can go back to harder questions on previous passages. Since there is no penalty for wrong answers, if you're unsure, eliminate the obviously wrong answers and guess using multiple choice techniques. Be sure to estimate and not calculate, since there are no science passage type questions that require a complex calculation. Just estimate the numerical answer and pick the closest answer choice. Don't count on your common sense outside of the passage. All answers must be based on the context of the passage. This is especially true in the conflicting viewpoint passages where one of the viewpoints or explanations is likely wrong. You may need to answer a question based on that wrong explanation. Pick your answer from the passage information provided. Know the jargon, familiarize yourself with common scientific terms, and know the basic science vocabulary. This tutorial introduced you to 3 types of passages on the science reasoning exam and gave you helpful tips for each type. For data representation, make sure you're looking at the right piece of data. For research summaries, identify key components of scientific processes. For conflicting viewpoints, identify how the explanations are similar and different. But most importantly, don't get stuck on any one passage. Keep moving through so you get to the easy questions on each passage. Congratulations! You've successfully completed the core tutorial on the Guide to ACT Science Reasoning. For more rapid learning tutorials, please visit rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.